We were up West Canyon with a youth group a couple of years ago. And Wade and Donna were up there cooking lunch or a dinner for all the kids. And that Damon goes up to the ridge on his four-wheeler.
Recording in progress.
Finds a rattlesnake, jumps off, grabs his pocket knife, throws it out of his pocket. Takes it back. Wade cooked it for dinner.
But Damon's a special child. Did you call Wade Crash? Crash Carson? He went on that river trip with us that we went down the Green River. It was interesting.
It's another wild sort of special
that. Yeah, that is recorded. 100%.
All right, 7:30 p.m. Let's call this September 22nd Planning and Zoning Meeting to order, the Town of Fairfield. We'll take a roll call.
Kelton here.
David here.
Wayne's here. Kyler's on his way. We will announce that when he gets here. And Commissioner Mascaro is unavailable tonight. So to start off with, let's go to the ordinance. And is there anything in the ordinance we want to talk about, refer to?
Say what ordinance you're talking about, but number one.
Ordinance number 2025-16, an ordinance repealing and reinstating Fairfield Town Code 10.11.260, Air Park Zone, renamed Air Park Mixed Use Zone, and amending Town Code Section 10.16. Special uses, special use regulations, adding an additional special uses. Anybody have any comments on that?
Maybe this is the one it was out Sunday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I read through that whole thing. And
you good, Kelton?
I'm good with it.
Okay.
I'm good
probably
with it.
Explain the attachments in it,
Ray. Okay, let me get to the bottom where it talks about them. We'll read the whereases that contain those. So the whereas is, in the ensuing months, the town has diligently drafted regulations related to airport operations to protect the health, safety, and welfare of Fairfield residents. The regulations were crafted from FAA advisory circulars attached as Exhibit 1, the Airports and Land Use Guide, an introduction for local leaders written by the Workforce Services, Housing and Community Development in 2018, also attached as Exhibit 2, and input from aviation experts. And then also we have, now therefore be it ordained by the Town Council of Fairfield Town, when it gets to that point, in the state of Utah, for the approval to repeal and reinstate Town Code 10.11.260, Air Park Mixed Use Zone, attached as Exhibit A, and to amend Town Code 10.16 Special Uses Regulations, adding additional special uses as attached in Exhibit B. And that's all the attachments. There's an Exhibit 1 and 2 and an Exhibit A and B contained in this ordinance.
Did you guys have questions about the circulars that were in your packet?
No, it was helpful finding things.
Yeah.
Okay. Next, let's go to the mixed use zone.
Mixed
when you
use.
Pull the document up, it should say Exhibit A. Anything?
Exhibit A, okay. That's mixed use.
Yep, mixed use zone. There's not much for comments in it. There's one thing I do want to mention.
Definitions and.
Yep.
I know that's changed from.
Don't believe so.
Recently,
no.
Recently is Sunday, hasn't it?
Nope.
Read through it all in.
I I'm looking for it. I'm not there yet. Okay, I wanted to point out with section 10.11.260.9, easements and property control requirements. And for now, this is how we're going to handle our property and easement, property control and easements. Any public use airport or public airport located within Fairfield town limits shall conform to the requirements of this chapter and 14 CFR Part 77 and code and Utah Code 72-10.403 Airport Zoning Act and FAA AC 150/5300-13B.
Okay.
Anybody have any comments on that?
That covers our concerns, right?
I think so.
One thing I do want to say that I changed, just because it was just in the special uses, I don't know if you guys listed or saw how the fuel farm and fuel dispenser
had two X's.
Special use and the conditional use.
Yeah, it had both.
And so I had asked Todd what that one was supposed to be, and he said it's a special use, and so I took the conditional use off and put it back as special.
Just
a special. I don't know
if
it was accidentally just combined there because we weren't sure.
Yeah, it ended up with both.
So anyway,
I noticed that the other day.
Yeah, so that was fixed. I did fix that just because I was waiting for an answer back from him.
So now it's special use.
It's a special use, yeah.
Okay.
It just has those requirements.
That's probably where it should be.
All right, any other comments about the Exhibit A, Airpark Mixed Use Zone? Okay. So we're in B, Special Uses.
Exhibit B?
Yep.
From the last meeting, it just needed to be reformatted, and it was a little bit wordy on some things. And so we did some work on it. You guys have all had this since Saturday.
Yeah.
So nothing's been changed there. Private air school, it was in there. I can't remember how it was written, but it was saying that anybody that was outside of, who was not an owner of the airpark.
Right.
And Matthew Clam had sent out that was one of his concerns, and so I addressed that because I want him to be able to operate. But,
right, and that was,
yes,
would have prohibited him before. I was concerned, yes, about that myself.
Yeah, and so I fixed that, so I would, you know.
Yeah, I noticed it didn't exclude that now, so
yep,
that's good. But
other than that, everything was just making sure it wasn't redundant, and but you guys have all had it since Sunday.
So yeah, when I looked through this, I didn't have any issues with it.
Okay, anybody? There's only one comment in here.
It's on page 4.
Yep. Here in the yellow says permitted uses, hangar shall be used primarily for aeronautical purposes. Permitted uses include aircraft storage, stores of active airworthy aircraft. The maximum number of allowed aircraft based in a small airport is 29, and the maximum number of hangars allowed is 29. The airpark currently has 29 hangars. And then there's a comment there from Brian, the engineer.
Where's his comment?
It's under Vonda's.
Oh, under Vonda's?
Yeah, under Vonda. Any other comments?
A small airport is listed as 20 hangars, but they have 29, and so that's where it came up with that.
And unfortunately on us, we gave more building permits when we didn't stop at 20.
So is he saying to give them 20 and the grandfather the extra 9 because we already did it?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. So that way it still stays at 20, but then just put it in and let them have it?
Yeah, we did the same thing at the runway, small airport runway, 5,000 feet, but it's 5,300. Mm-hmm. We did the same thing there. We called it 5,000, but it's not really. It just, if they do anything, they can't go bigger than 5,000. If they want to try and expand, they'd have to come back and talk to us.
When I was looking at the medium airport size, it had to be like 6,000.
It just has to be over 5.
Just over 5.
Instead of giving the circulars are such gray areas. Who knows?
All right. Well, if there's no more comments on that.
Anything else we need to look through?
Nope. I think those...
That's all of this.
The air circulars.
I just put those up on the screen.
Anybody have any questions about the air circulars?
No.
You, Kelton?
Nope.
I did have page numbers on there, but I had to take them off because Fonda went and formatted it, and I just took the page numbers off because it was just too...
That's fine.
Well, we're ready for a motion. You wait for.
I'd say make a motion.
A motion to send ordinance 2025-16 to an ordinance repealing and reinstating Fairfield Town Code 10.11.260 Air Park Zone, renamed Air Park Mixed Use Zone, and amending Town Code 10.16 Special Use Regulations, adding additional special uses with positive recommendation from the Planning Commission for approval to the Town Council.
So I second it.
Okay. Well, should we wait for Kyler to walk in, or should we just go
if
to...
If he's out there, let him walk in.
Pass that down. He can read the motion. Just so he knows what he's voting on.
Did he pull in?
Yeah, that was him that just pulled in.
I assume he's read all the stuff that we're looking at.
We'll give him a chance to make any comments he wants. Commissioner Fisher is now present for the roll call. And we've gone through all the items. Kyler, is there anything you want to talk about in the airport over ordinance exhibit A, the mixed uses, or exhibit B, the special uses, or the air circular things? There's a motion sitting right there next to you. That's the motion that's been made. And we're seconded. We're about to vote. So they come in and read that.
Yeah, I'm the first one, right?
The whole thing.
Oh.
That's the motion. Thank you.
questions, are you good?
No, I think I'm good. I just make sure the same thing I read. So it is.
Okay. It's the same thing that came out Sunday. Well,
yeah.
There's a motion and a second. Let's have a vote.
You ready for a vote?
Kevin, yes.
Yeah, Kyler, yes.
David, yes.
Wayne, yes. Okay, so with that, we have reviewed items 1, 2, and 3 on the agenda and moved on those documents to the town council for review and approval.
Did they call out all what those, I'm sorry, did it call out what everything was listed them?
It called out the ordinances, not the exhibits. Do you want the exhibits?
I think you need to pass the exhibits with them.
I assume that because the whereases have the exhibits that it's covered there.
Just pass it out, just make sure we're good. Just list out what those exhibits and everything does.
So do we say the motion?
Exhibit 2 and exhibit C.
Okay, so we just need that. We need to do the motion again and add exhibit A, B, 1, and 2.
And list out what those exhibits are. We gotta get it right.
We don't want to do this again.
No. We do help you, Stephanie.
I was just say, right here where it ends like that, with exhibits 1, 2, and exhibits A, B.
Okay. A motion to send the ordinance number 2025-16, an ordinance repealing and reinstating Fairfield Town Code 10.11.260 Air Park Zone, renamed Air Park Mixed Use Zone, and amending Town Code 10.16 Special Use Regulations with Exhibit 1, 2, Exhibit A and B, adding additional special uses with positive recommendation from the Planning Commission for approval to the Town Council.
I second.
Hold on. We've got to call out Exhibit A being the Airport Mixed Use Zone, Exhibit B being the Special Use Regulations, and then the 1 and 2 of what they are.
Okay, Exhibit A,
Exhibit 1
Airport Mixed Use Zone. Exhibit B
is a Special Use Regulation.
Special, you know, calls it special standards and special conditions.
Special uses.
How do we word that?
Standards for special and conditional uses.
Okay, let's try this again.
And then you've got the 1 is the circulars. Exhibit 1 is the circulars with the FAA advisory circulars, and then Exhibit 2 is
airports.
The land use guide, airports and land use guide.
Okay, let's try this again. Motion to send the ordinance 2025-16, an ordinance repealing, reinstating Fairfield Town Code 10.11.260 Air Park Zone, renamed Air Park Mixed Use Zone, and amending Town Code 10.16 Special Use Regulations. With Exhibit 1, the circulars, Exhibit 2, Air Park and Land Use Guide, Exhibit A, which is Air Park Mixed Use Zone, Exhibit B, Standards for Special and Conditional Uses, and adding special uses with positive recommendation from Planning Commission for approval to the Town Council.
Second.
You good?
There's been a motion and a second. Let's have a vote.
Kelton, yes.
Kyler, yes.
David, yes.
Wayne, yes. Motion carries, and we will pass that on to the town council.
Okay, the next motion.
The next, hang on a minute, we need to chat for just a minute. Anyone have heartburn for, if we cancel the October 1st meeting? It's only 8 days away, nine. But I thought not, so. Have you ever canceled a meeting? Do we have to do anything official?
I don't think so.
All right, well, will you post that if it's canceled on the website, please, Stephanie?
Yes.
And I guess with that, I will take my favorite motion.
I'm assuming no one's waiting for anything, though, if we cancel.
Not as of yet.
Do we need to have a motion to cancel it?
No.
Okay.
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah. Okay, I motion we adjourn the Planning Commission meeting for September 22nd,
okay.
2025.
Second.
There's been a motion and a second to adjourn. Let's say.
Yes.
Kelton, yes. Kyler, yes.
David, yes.
Wayne, yes.
Hi.
And the meeting is adjourned at 7:51. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Hopefully we got